awake.
Wake up!
This is the day we've been waiting for.
What day?
It's Friday.
Yay! Yeah. It's been a long week.
So, looking forward to the weekend?
Yo, we're just trying to get turnt.
We are getting turnt.
I didn't realize we were trying to get turnt.
Whatever.
I can do turnt.
About to show these boys how we do it. You ready?
This is exciting.
Friday is for everybody.
Come on, buddy. It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Yeah, Friday's for everybody, not just you dudes trying to get turnt, okay?
Well, that's how old I am. I had to Google what that meant, because I've never heard that expression.
Oh my goodness!
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, we're enough about the turnt. We're not going to get turnt today simply because no one knows what it means unless
you're... people do, just not our age group.
Not our demographic,
oh, I'm sorry.
As they say. When you get to be our age, I love that expression because what's our age? Is that
anything
40?
Above a certain threshold?
What is that? Is it 40 years old to death? We don't know. I mean, where is that age? Anyway, we're just going to celebrate a Friday because it's Friday. Yesterday, we celebrated Cheesesteak Day, and man, it blew up on the old Book of Faces, didn't it?
So much that it made me go get some for lunch.
I saw that you and Sam Tyler, when people say, let's go to lunch, where do you want to go? No, when Sam Tyler and Karina Carr want to go to lunch, they go two places.
Yes. So. I was like, I couldn't decide. I'm back in the area. You give us so many suggestions. I'm like, let's do a few.
The pictures look delicious.
Yes, we went to Honor Roll.
Okay.
Got one there. And you could see the difference, but they were both equally good. And then we went to Big Mambo's.
Big Mambo's. All right.
In Sunbury.
And, so you had Zach and Honor Roll and Ronnie Rod over at Big Mambo's. And
yep.
There you go. Two great cheesesteaks.
Yeah, and you guys hit us up with a lot of other comments. I think we learned this pronunciation before, like weeks ago.
Gonzaga.
Juju's. No.
Oh.
Juju's.
Yes, Juju's. I've never had a cheesesteak from Juju's.
Dad says it's a special steak sandwich and it's delicious. So.
Oh, it's a special. Well, isn't that just special?
My dad.
Okay.
Bless his heart. He loves his food. Austin Gink, he was the one that said the Pal's Pizza in Tharptown, nothing comes close, but I guess they closed down.
Yeah,
so.
A few people mentioned places that closed down, which, number one, it doesn't help us, but number two, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because when you remember that good old food that isn't around anymore, people will say that about Country Cupboard.
Now, Sherry Carr, no relation to me, but she said East End's Host Company. Mm. And then Kyle Kelly said, I agreed, but it's a different cheesesteak, whatever that means.
Yes.
But they said they love it regardless.
They do have a good cheesesteak. Back in my single days, I spent a lot of time there on a Friday night.
I'm sure you did.
Having a cheesesteak.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
That
and much more.
No, you said Amato's. Tina Amman said the same thing.
Wow. Anyway.
Sunbury Sub Shop.
Of course, a staple in Sunbury.
Yeah, Honor Roll, Big Mambo's, they were on there too. Marlins, another
Marlins,
staple.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what? Marlins and Sunbury Sub Shop.
They're so close to each other.
They have been able to coexist
they
for
do.
Generations. Hats off to downtown Sunbury. I wish politics could take a lesson from Sunbury Sub Shops.
Absolutely.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning, next.
And further, if elected, I'd use homemade mayonnaise.
And yay! There's Tom Morgan's
homemade
platform.
Mayonnaise. Hey, on the way, late night TV, Jimmy Fallon's with us all morning long.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
CEOs of every major U.S. airline called on President Biden to drop the federal mask mandate. Each airline actually released its own statement about it. Take a look. American Airlines said, we've complied with the mask mandate long enough. United said it's time for a return to normalcy. Spirit Airlines said, wait, there was a mask mandate?
Like, what is going on with gas prices? Nobody's complaining as much as they were because, like, we can't follow them. They were, like, up around 450, and then in 1 week, they dropped down to 425. Then they went to 436. Now, they're at 429 on the average. What the hell is going on in Central PA?
Why are you asking me? I don't know. All I know is it's cheaper in Lewisburg. Everybody's like, I'm going to Lewisburg. Is that your excuse to come visit me now? Like, we can get cheaper gas.
Well, what was that?
Harvey's.
Harvey's.
Yes.
We're going to be passing Harvey's on our way to Sunday. Tech for a career day today.
Yes.
And so help me, if Harvey has the lowest gas price,
fill it on up.
We're pulling over.
Just saying.
Yeah. We'll see you at SunTech. We'll talk about that later. Elsewhere in schools, a big congratulations to the Northumberland Christian girls basketball team winning the District 10 championship over Kennedy Catholic. Whoa.
Awesome. Yeah, it was a tight game, 66-54.
Ooh. Yeah. So nice job, ladies.
There's a great picture of them with their Hershey bars. in their hands.
When you go to Hershey and you win a big game, you got to buy that 5-pound Hershey bar. Emily Garvin led the way for the team. Could we get her on the show? Emily, are you listening this morning? Come on
in. People talk to our people.
Do we even have people?
I don't know.
I don't think we do, actually. But anyway.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
All right. So Rob, the Sports Center, did give a nice shout out to the Nori Christian girls basketball team for winning the state championship.
Here comes the music.
Here comes the March Madness music. Hey, cut that music for a minute because we have an urgent update from the 94KX Facebook page.
Mindy Lou Who. I love that name.
Mindy Lou Who. I like it.
As of 6:10 this morning.
Okay.
432 a gallon. There you go.
432. But I would like to visit a Harvey someday. Hey, March Madness is going on. 4 of the 8 Sweet 16 games were played last night. Rob gave the winners. But only one radio station in the area. Possibly only one radio station in the world.
Highlights the losers.
Highlights the losers.
It's getting a little easier, though. There's less teams to be sad about. So I guess there's silver lining somewhere.
You know what's getting easy? To put Gonzaga in the loser category. Look at you. You're not crying.
You're giving it away, Tom.
I'm sorry, but they lose every year. I can't win.
94KX.
I just like ESPN music. Can you tell?
No.
Last night in the NCAA men's tournament, the number ones went down. All right, we'll talk about that in just a bit. But Arkansas moves on. Houston moves on. Duke moves on.
Cam, how you feeling this morning? You must have been celebrating last night.
I bet you he's hit his snooze 3 times. He's not even awake yet. I'm just saying. I don't know. And Villanova moves on. So, did I forget to tell you who they beat? We have a separate segment for that.
It's March Sadness.
It's March Sadness with Karina Carr because sometimes in life you lose, right, Karina?
Yes, and it sucks.
Gonzaga, you could do it next year. I know we've been saying this since 1986.
It's all we have.
Basketball. And every year we say, here comes Gonzaga. Guess what happened last night?
They lost. And you know, they say, you don't have to do a lot of things great. Just do one thing good.
So what are you trying to say there?
Anyway, let's move on. Michigan.
Oh, Michigan, you were an 11 seed, man. Everybody was excited up there by the Great Lakes.
Villanova said, hold my beer. Oh, and then Texas. All their teams.
As far as Texas Tech, hey, you guys beat Notre Dame. How did it feel last night? March Sadness is yours. You own it now.
And then Houston. Texas is just, I really that's where all my sympathy goes today. It's in Texas.
Okay, Southern girl, kind of, sort of, raised in Sunbury, Southern girl, okay. Do we still need this sad music?
Yes, we do.
Guys, can we stop this?
There's just going to be 4 more losers, and I can't stand it.
But anyway, tonight in the Sweet 16, the other bracket hits the hardwood.
That's right, Purdue against St. Peter's.
Yeah, the Peacocks are still alive.
Oh, that's where that came from.
And they're a 15 seed. Wow. This is great stuff against number 3, Purdue.
Kansas against Providence, Rhode Island. What?
Hey, Providence is always good. But then again, so is Gonzaga. Number one.
We won't go there.
The number one seed is Kansas, by the way. And?
UCLA against North Carolina.
And?
Miami. Will they be on spring break? We'll find out. But they're up against Iowa State.
Another chapter of March Sadness coming your way Monday.
Bless your heart.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You know, we're talking about gas prices, and there's so many jokes out there. Yesterday on the sports show, one of the anchors said, I had to sell one of my cars to put gas in the other. Tom Brady came out of retirement so he could afford gas. You know, all those different kind of jokes you hear. I got a word for it. Carpooling.
Or get a bike.
That's
walk.
Not a bad idea. Scooter sales are up, those little motorized scooters. Don't worry about it.
What is that on Mike and Molly? Like the car only went like wouldn't go above 20 miles an hour, but it was using corn oil.
Maybe we need a car that runs on something we got plenty of around here. Let's invent a car that runs on runoff water. Every time it rains around here, we could go to the Hamilton Underpass.
Everybody fill up.
That wasn't at all where I was going with that, but it's a darn good idea.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX. WQKX HD1. Sudbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
94KX. The hunt is on.
Call now. 1-800-326-94KX.
I love that sound. Yeah,
so do I. You love the boing, boing, boing. That means the Ford Fun Line is open. Callers 9 and 4.
1-800-326-94KX. April 3rd at Arts. Again, tons of prizes, but the big prize, a year of fun at Knoebels worth $700. 1-800-326-94KX.
Boing, boing, boing. 94.1
WQKX. Morgan in the morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Good morning, 94KX. Who's this?
Misty.
Misty, is it Burgess? We saw it come up on the phone.
Well, that's my maiden name, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh. What's your married name?
Alita.
Darn that caller ID. Anyway, Misty, at least we got your first name right. You got a youngster age 5 to 10 years old?
I have 3 children, 5 to 10.
Okay,
there
well,
you
pick one, and we'll Easter egg hunt together, okay?
Okay.
It's Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
WQKX.
Morgan in the morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
All right. We got a lot of celebs, if you really want to call them that. I shortened the list considerably because most of them on the list we don't care about.
Okay.
But anyway, in case you are an R&B rap fan, Big Sean is 34 years old. Haven't heard him on the radio. No, he's too busy dating Ariana Grande on and off. So there you have it.
Okay, then.
Here's another name you might not recognize. Catherine McPhee.
Okay. I actually do.
Yeah
me too.
American Idol, then she was like shot in the, you know.
You never saw her again.
Yeah, 15
Happy
seconds.
Happy birthday, though. Then.
See you later.
You one hit wonder.
Here's another one. It wasn't even a hit. Anyway, Danica Patrick.
Okay.
Oh, she was going to be like the greatest race car driver ever.
Right.
Not so much. But no. She is that GoDaddy girl still.
She is.
Yeah.
She was engaged to some sports figure and they're no longer together.
So. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Lark Voorhees. She was Lisa on Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
She's 48 years old.
Huh.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sex in the City, babe.
And here's a guy that's really old, but I don't think he'll ever get old.
Sir.
Sir. Very good.
Yes. Sir Elton.
Sir Elton John.
Reginald Dwight.
Reginald.
Oh, Kennedy. She knows the actual name.
Wait, I can one up that.
He goes better.
Reginald.
Kenneth
Dwight the Third.
The Third. Are you guys besties?
Oh. I go to the family reunion. So
maybe like three cousins twice removed or what?
Elton John is 75 years old today.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm. It's amazing. It's amazing what Botox will do for you.
Okay, let's take a look at the local celebrities, ladies. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
You betcha. Happy birthday to Amy Kiefer. She is the Nifty 50 today.
Justin Lytle from Herndon is 26. Happy birthday.
Dan Snarski, 24 today.
Jade Brown from Norrie, 26.
Janet Drum, happy birthday from Augustaville. She's 65.
Jeffrey Bruce is from Sealands Grove, 35 today. Happy birthday, Jeffrey.
Lisa Klein from Sealands Grove, 51.
Look at this name. Sounds like Dick Tracy. Nancy Tracy from Sealands Grove is 47.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
Little sister, yeah.
Noelle Long from Northumberland is 42 today.
Stephanie Farnsworth is 44.
And Steve Hubler from Bloomsburg is also, is 54. Happy birthday.
Anybody on that Facebook thing?
We did. Kara, Amanda, and Carly. Amanda's the mom, and Carly and Kara the baby girls. Want to wish Jeff Bruce a happy 35th birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right. You could do that. Facebook Messenger. That's an easy way. You could use the text club. You could email if it's working here in the studio. You could use. Yeah.
And you can call this thing we call it a phone.
That phone
thing. It's 1-800-326-94KX.
It blinks every now and then.
I'm sorry. That's not a phone. That's the boing, boing, boing.
I forgot.
He just likes it that way.
We have to save that for the bunny. No, we don't. No, we don't. You can call anytime.
Birthday.
Birthday
buddy. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
World War II veteran from Minnesota 96 years old, given the Legion of Honor, but it wasn't from our country.
Mr. Zaratka, you are a true hero. Thanks to you, I grew up in a free country.
Never did I think I'd get something like that. Really amazing. Our good people are all over. No matter what country, they're all good people.
There's good people everywhere, right?
Wow. That's actually the French government giving him that honor for fighting during the war, and that's Arnold Zaratka. I hope I said that right. Talking about how he feels, yes, but so amazing. Everybody who serves, thank you for your service.
Definitely good news. Good news coming out of Norrie. Yeah, Northumberland, PA. In just their third ever tournament, the Northumberland Christian girls basketball team won the state title yesterday. The Warriors defeated District 10 champ Kennedy Catholic 66-54 in the PIAA Class 1A championship game in Hershey. And if you're with us earlier this morning, we mentioned them holding up their Hershey bars. So that means...
So awesome. I mean, I love all sports, but to see women shining in the sports arena is just amazing lately.
Congratulations. And consider this guy for good news. He pulls into the gas station just because his wife had to go to the bathroom. So he's kind of mad that he had to pull over. So while he was there, he bought a scratch-off. $200,000!
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
I can't that happen. 94.1
WQKX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike is on the way talking Lost City. Should you go see it? Yes or no? We'll find out shortly.
It's 94KX.
94KX.
Man, there was a deleted Batman scene.
I know who he is. He's a nobody. Wants to be somebody. This is very upsetting to you.
Let's go back to him.
You're so much more fun.
I'm not here to talk
Batman
about
Batman and the Riddler going at it?
I want to know how he thinks.
Movie Mike, what do you think about this?
You know, I already spent 3 hours of my life watching The Batman, and now they want me to spend another 5 minutes on this lead scene. I'm sorry, The Batman. I have other movies I got to get to. You only get so much of my time.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum star in The Lost City, but is this a movie you'll want to find? I'll tell you in just a moment. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Spider-Man No Way Home. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. In The Lost City, Sandra Bullock plays a romance novelist who is kidnapped by eccentric billionaire Daniel Radcliffe and forced to help locate an ancient treasure hidden near a volcano that may soon erupt.
What?
Did you ever notice that ancient treasures in movies are never hidden in, like, New Jersey or somewhere easy to get to?
Again, fool's gold. Here we go again.
Yes. Bullock's cover model, played by Channing Tatum, wants to prove he's more than just a pretty boy, so he sets out to rescue her. Together, they face a series of dangers while also starting to develop an attraction to each other. To be honest, the whole plot here is pretty stupid. Nevertheless, The Lost City works because of the chemistry between Bullock and Tatum. They're really funny together, and the movie generates a lot of laughs from their interactions during the hazards they face. One of the comic high points comes when they cross a river and his backside gets covered in leeches, which she has to pull off. Now, that could have been a cheap gag, but the stars play it so well that it becomes hilarious instead. The romantic spark between them is nice, too. With its sharp dialogue, clever scenarios, and strong work from the cast, The Lost City is an enormously fun romantic comedy adventure with a dumb story. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Fabios.
All right, Mike, I got one question.
Yeah.
It's a side note, but since your name is Mike and Channing Tatum is in this movie, and I was not here for this, what kind of review did you give Magic Mike?
I thought they were both good movies.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Yeah,
right.
They were good films.
I have a more important question. Would you ever pull the leeches off anyone's buttocks?
My wife or kid.
So you ended at family. That's it.
It ends at family. That's it.
Okay. Where the line is drawn in the sand.
Right.
And I don't think you have any leech problem in your housing development, do you?
Not that I know of.
Okay,
no.
Good. All right, so I know Karina's going to want to see this movie, but you go ahead.
I liked it. I mean, like I said, you won't care about the search for the treasure. It's dumb. But watching these stars, and Brad Pitt has a small role, and he's funny, and Daniel Radcliffe is funny.
I'm sorry, what? did not know this fun fact. I really wanted to see it because of Channing and her to see the chemistry, but now you just threw in like icing on the cake here.
It's just fun, mindless entertainment. It's fun.
All right, we're going to take a break because...
I need a cold shower.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Wrapping up week four of the Be Kind campaign, and it's not over. We've got a week five.
Yes.
In the meantime, we've got Seth Joseph and Stacey Piazza on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we got a couple winners. A couple. I say not just one.
Two winners. Yeah, we're really excited to talk about it.
Wow. So we will talk about that coming up. In the meantime, you guys mind if we do a little Flashback Friday?
Oh, of course.
Flashback Friday. It's Flashback Friday.
All right, let's go to the Ford Fun Line. WQKN. Week four of the Be Kind campaign, and we have got our two Be Kind buddies from the United Way, Seth Joseph and Stacey Piazza. Good morning.
Good morning.
I can't believe that. Like, this month has just flown by. We have not one winner, but two, and they're of the younger variety, correct?
That's right. Yeah. So for this week's theme, Be Kind to Your Community, we have two youth winners who will each be winning two books of tickets donated from Knoebels Amusement Resort.
Love that.
Yeah. So the first winner is Jacob Hare from Northumberland, and he's been volunteering by mowing lawns and shoveling snow for active military, veterans, and retired and disabled people living in Northumberland.
Wow. Jacob, you know, you're doing something that we all should be doing, but as a youth, you are extraordinary.
That's awesome.
And who else?
Our second winner is Callie Rissinger from the Lime Mountain School District. Callie is working on her bronze award for the Girl Scouts, and she decided to pack care packages for 156 residents at the Mountain View Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Cole Township. Those packages included comfort items like blankets and socks, a variety of books, hairbrushes, and other personal care items. And Callie felt this was a need in the community to spread kindness and let the residents know they're appreciated and still a part of the community.
I just gotta say, like, if you're an adult right now and you see this, like, if they can do it, so can you.
Exactly. Jacob taking care of his home folk in Norrie, and Callie taking care of her home folk in the Lime Mountain District there. Hats off. You are more than kind, kids. You are outstanding in the community. That wraps up week four. We have one more week.
Yeah, so next week we'll be talking about how you can be kind throughout the entire year, which is something that I think we all just, you know, we should just be kind throughout the year. And we're really excited to talk about our grand prize winner as well.
Okay.
Ooh, so that's somebody who is basically doing this all the time and just being that rock star in the community and helping others out without being asked.
That's right.
Are you guys joining us on Monday?
Yes.
So we'll talk about week five some more on Monday. Seth and Stacey, have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
You too.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
You'll find out. And Tom's top list on the way as
coffee,
well.
Coffee, 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 coffee,
coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee, coffee. Grab your coffee and get ready to listen.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
It's Flashback Friday.
Hey, old-fashioned things are the best.
On 94KX.
Flashback Friday. I love when you get a request and they just throw the artist at you so you can, you know, you don't have to play 1999, Little Red Corvette, Let's Go Crazy, Purple Rain. No, you play Cream.
That's right. Thank you, Amy from Sunbury.
That's just cool stuff. We don't drink coffee on this show. But people should drink coffee.
That's just not a... Coffee. Let's put it this way. If I drink coffee, I have to put so much cream and sugar that it becomes a dessert.
And that's what Prince was singing about. Anyway, coffee, it's good for you. Then somebody says it's bad for you. And then they say it's good for you. We got to check this out.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
We're going to ship Boogie Bop.
Welcome to the Goody Room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started. Coffee, is it good for you or is it bad for you? A new study out of the American College of Cardiology, so listen carefully, has found that drinking two or three cups of coffee a day should add years to your life.
Should's a key word, but it tracked more than 400,000 people over at least a decade, and they found that coffee actually lowers the risk of heart disease and dangerous heart rhythms.
Listen to that. Lowers the risk. Mm. Now, they say coffee is even safe for people with cardiovascular disease because it either has a positive or a neutral effect, so maybe no negative effect.
I don't know about this one, but they also pointed out that coffee beans have over 100 nutritious plant chemicals in them. Keyword chemicals. I don't know about that one, but they dampen oxidative stress and inflammation and improve insulin sensitivity and metabolism. There you go, all you sugar diabetes people.
Yeah, and the fact that all of a sudden, antioxidant? We thought only red wine did that.
Tannins, baby.
WQKX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Wow. So go ahead, drink your coffee this morning. Hey, coming up, news, sports, and AccuWeather. But on the other side, we're going to school today.
I didn't study.
A job fair. It's a job fair. There'll be no pop quiz.
Okay, good. We're going to be at SunTech later today for their job fair. It's going to be great. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Flashback Friday continuing in just a bit. We're going back to school today. Here's the funny thing. The old man, Tom Morgan's going back to school. Karina got all upset because she thought there'd be a pop quiz.
I was really scared.
She's not so old, but Sam is kind of like right down the road from SunTech.
I live right down the street from SunTech, and it's my alma mater. I went there when I was a senior. I graduated in 2009.
Okay, so we're done sweating the pop quiz. We're done sweating, like, not knowing what we're doing.
And making it more of a memory lane.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. I'm so excited to see Mrs. McBride. She was my advertising, art, and design teacher. Aww. So I'll see you later, Miss McBride.
And from SunTech, you went on to college, but SunTech is a place where you could go even if you don't want to go to college.
Absolutely.
SunTech has so much going on under one roof. Amazing.
Yep, absolutely. Actually, I was one of only maybe a handful of kids that went on to university after tech. Most of those kids go right out into the workforce.
And so, boom, they got a job.
Which is why we're going there today.
Yeah, because we wouldn't mind.
And why are we going there?
Yeah.
Like, we want to tell you how you can be a part of SBC Media Partners and join us here to further your career and kind of, you know, use that as your way in and put it on your resume and things that you can learn here.
So moms, dads, if you have kids at SunTech right now, when will they be coming into the gym looking for Tom, Karina, and Sam?
The first wave of students comes in around 12:20.
Yeah.
So we're going to go over around 11:30, get things set up, and we'll hang out with the kiddos all day.
So you said 12:20, so do we feed them first and then they come visit us?
I think so. I think they're filling their bellies first.
We're not the cafeteria, Tom.
That's a good thing. So if they have us on in some of the classrooms at SunTech, which I know they do, we'll see you guys right after lunch.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We're heading into Academy Awards weekend, so you know Jimmy Fallon's going to have some messed up movie titles for
and
us.
Movie Mike.
Yeah, Movie Mike is way too excited this weekend. Anyway, our parting shot on the way next.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Flashback Friday is winding down. What do you got now?
Okay, how about ZZ Top, Best Dressed Man?
There you go.
Not to be confused with ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man.
Oh, sorry.
You like to be the best.
We knew what you meant.
Well, he likes to be the best dressed man, not the sharp one, the best.
That's right. I'm a little confused myself.
It's okay. I am too sometimes. It happens.
That's all right, Clarence. We love you, buddy.
You're in the right church, wrong pew. We get it.
The ZZ Top church.
All right. Hey, you're now my number one go-to morning show.
Yay! Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you too.
Bye.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Our parting shot heading into Oscar weekend. Jimmy Reed's bad movie sequel tweets.
They say Encanto 2, all we do is talk about Bruno. Yeah. We got the script. Gotta do it.
He rocks.
Jerry Maguire 2, show me the crypto.
No. No.
Dude, where's my car 2? Never mind, I can't afford the gas anymore.
And there it is.
Too close to the bone.
The Spider-Man, someone for the love of God, please take me home already.
Call an Uber.
What do I got to do? Get me home. The Breakfast Club 2, 5 kids stare at their phones for 9 hours. Let's
be real.
Ruin a classic. Right.
Tab $28.
Elf 2, Buddy wakes up in a mental institution realizing it was all a dream. He actually went mad working in the mailroom of his father's business.
I believe it. Yeah.
Cats 2, 7 more to go. There you have it.
Nightlife! WQKX!
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.